tell of massive arrests, tortures, and massacres. According to a report received by the 7 Days from the Young Muslim Organization, thousands have been shot down by the police in the cities of 4,000 people were killed and hundreds more wounded in a protest against earlier massacres of the USA's back Shah of Iran regime that is now their CIA is being headed by the former CIA director of the USA. So you can know how vicious USA is going to be abroad when it's doing this kind of thing, killing 4,000 people and torturing them in one city of Iran alone, Tabriz, since the first of the year. The government has sent a commission of inquiry. It will need to look further than official statistics for the source of the problems. Life expectancy in Iran is only 33 years. People only live at an average of 33 years of age in Iran. One out of three children died before the age of three. Only 15% of all the households have running water, and only 15% have electricity. Those who protest these conditions are not, and who are not shot are likely to be imprisoned and tortured. Despite government claims that conditions of prisoners have improved, April 12th report by Amnesty International states that the military tribunals, ordinarily used in political cases, deny defendants any possibility of a fair trial in Shah of Iran's fascist state that the U.S. Washington clique, the government in Washington of Carter, calls a model, a showcase of U.S. interest in the Near East. Well, that's enough for the news, because it's now time for Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement. A complex revelation has come out of the involvement of government at three different levels in the murder of Malcolm X. Remember Bolivia? Six women brought about the overthrow of the military dictatorship. The world waits to see what kind of reaction is coming from the nuclear sensor device that collapsed in the Himalaya Mountains in India and is due a spring thaw coming right now to thaw and go into the great Ganges River, which nearly two-thirds of the Indian population are on the banks of that. It means living death if those waters are nuclear radiated. If they're really contaminated, it's real trouble, real trouble. Well, I think that's about the sum and substance of the important news. What's this? Something about Dr. Marco? Thank you. Yeah.